World War Z, An Oral History of the Zombie War, by Max Brooks, DB65111, copyright 2006 by Max Brooks, read by Jim Zeiger. This book contains 342 pages. Approximate reading time, 13 hours, 55 minutes. This book contains markers allowing direct access to the table of contents, introduction, chapters, and acknowledgments. Library of Congress Annotation. Author of The Zombie Survival Guide, RC64675, records first-hand interviews with survivors of humanity's devastating clash with the undead. Personal accounts from all over the world reveal the scope of the conflict, from the first zombie outbreak to the aftermath of war. Strong Language and Some Violence, 2006. From the book jacket, war came unthinkably close to eradicating humanity. Max Brooks, driven by the urgency of preserving the acid-etched first-hand experiences of the survivors from those apocalyptic years, traveled across the United States of America and throughout the world, from decimated cities that once teemed with upwards of 30 million souls to the most remote and inhospitable areas of the planet. He recorded the testimony of men, women, and sometimes children who came face to face with the living, or at least the undead, hell of that dreadful time. World War Z is the result. Never before have we had access to a document that so powerfully conveys the depth of fear and horror, and also the ineradicable spirit of resistance that gripped human society through the plague years. Ranging from the now infamous village of New Dachang in the United Federation of China, where the epidemiological trail began with the 12-year-old patient zero, to the unnamed northern forests where untold numbers sought a terrible and temporary refuge in the cold, to the United States of Southern Africa, where the Redeker Plan provided hope for humanity at an unspeakable price, to the west of the Rockies Redoubt, where the North American tide finally started to turn, this invaluable chronicle reflects the full scope and duration of the zombie war. Most of all, the book captures with haunting immediacy the human dimension of this epical event. Facing the often raw and vivid nature of these personal accounts requires a degree of courage on the part of the reader, but the effort is invaluable because, as Mr. Brooks says in his introduction, by excluding the human factor, aren't we risking the kind of personal detachment from history that may, heaven forbid, lead us one day to repeat it? And in the end, isn't the human factor the only true difference between us and the enemy we now refer to as the living dead? Note, some of the numerical and factual material contained in this edition was previously published under the auspices of the United Nations Postwar Commission. About the author. Max Brooks's previous book, The Zombie Survival Guide, formed the core of the world's civilian survival manuals during the zombie war. Mr. Brooks subsequently spent years traveling to every part of the globe in order to conduct the face-to-face interviews that have been incorporated into this present publication. World War Z, An Oral History of the Zombie War. For Henry Michael Brooks, who makes me want to change the world. Contents. Introduction, page 1. Warnings, page 4. Blame, page 45. The Great Panic, page 68. Turning the Tide, page 105. Homefront USA, page 137. Around the World and Above, page 187. Total War, page 270. Goodbyes, page 328. Acknowledgments, page 343. Reader's note: notes found in the print edition are located where referenced in text. End of reader's note.